Good evening, my friends. Today is Saturday, the 27th of July, and Israel retaliates against Hezbollah. As I speak, Israel is launching an artillery attack against Hezbollah in the southern Lebanon region of Cheba. This is in response to an attack earlier today that has been blamed upon Hezbollah itself, in which a rocket attack against IDF military barracks also included, and I don't mean intentionally or unintentionally, we don't have the facts, but unfortunately, a rocket from Hezbollah manufactured in Iran has killed 11 children. Now, most of you probably have heard those reports already. 11 children in the Druze town of Majal Shams. Benjamin Netanyahu was on his jet flying back from the United States, was notified of the event, and has since arrived in Israel, has called an emergency meeting of his cabinet and military leaders, and the result is an attack on Cheba, which has been identified as in the region, in the area where it is believed that these rockets originated from, where they were launched from. Now, you may recall that on October 8th, Israel, specifically the Israeli Air Force, was on its way to Beirut on a bombing mission. As the reports indicate, President Biden contacted Benjamin Netanyahu and asked him to turn back the bomber aircraft and not to bomb Beirut in Lebanon. It does not appear that Beirut is the target at this moment, but it is my expectation that sometime on Sunday, Israel time, Beirut itself will come under attack. And I say that because Iran has already issued a statement, and I'll read some of this in a moment, issued a statement that there will be a full retaliation against Israel from all of the Axis, meaning all of the proxies of Iran and Iran itself. This is a region-wide attack that is imminent against Israel, issued by Iran itself. Now, if you've been listening to my recent Pulse videos here on YouTube, and if you have joined us as a subscriber through anthonypatch.com, where I have, in the last live stream, Warfare, gone beyond what I'm at liberty to share due to community standards here on YouTube, in our private live streams, our private platform, I've been able to detail much more of this. Suffice it to say here tonight, what we placed as an expectation in our most recent live stream on the part of what we expect to unfold in the Middle East is beginning to unfold as we presented in our private live stream. I can't go into the details here. It's not secret information. It's just my expectation, if you will, my analysis of the situation. But following Netanyahu's address before the U.S. Congress, I indicated that it would be most likely sometime on Sunday, which is tomorrow. This is now 10 o'clock Eastern time that I'm recording this here in the United States, that it would be sometime on Sunday that I would have expected Israel to strike Hezbollah in Lebanon and also the Houthis in Yemen. It does appear that Hezbollah and the Houthis and Hamas and Iran itself, and certain elements in Iraq, and certainly this will include Syria, are about to come against Israel based upon the statement coming out of Iran, that this is an all-of-axis attack that is coming against Israel. So I wanted to make that clear in case it was something that was not being made readily apparent in the mainstream media, because most of the attention is, of course, focused in the horrible, horrible tragedy of 11 children ages 10 to 20 that were killed on a soccer field, obviously innocents. And there are several critical and many more injured, upwards of 30, 35 in total. So this is rapidly unfolding. I wanted to share this with you tonight. I'm going to read a news item that will give you a quick summary of what's going on. This is from the United States, from ABC News. This was from earlier today, just after noontime Eastern time today. Strike on Israeli Golan Heights kills 11 and threatens to spark a wider war. Hezbollah denies a role. A rocket strike at a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights has killed at least 11 children. A rocket strike Saturday at a soccer field killed at least 11 children and teens, authorities have said. It's the deadliest strike on an Israeli target along the country's northern border since the fighting between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah began. It raised fears of a broader regional war. Well, that appears to be absolutely imminent, okay? Israel blamed Hezbollah for the strike in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights, but Hezbollah rushed to deny any role. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that Hezbollah will pay a heavy price for this attack, one that it has not paid so far. The Israeli military chief spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari called it the deadliest attack on Israeli civilians since the Hamas attack on October 7th that sparked the war in Gaza. He said 20 others were wounded. Quote, there is no doubt that Hezbollah has crossed all the red lines here and the response will reflect that, Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz told Israeli Channel 12. Quote, we are nearing the moment in which we face an all-out war. Hezbollah chief spokesman Mohammed Afif told the Associated Press that the group categorically denies carrying out an attack on Majd al-Shams. It is unusual for Hezbollah to deny an attack. The strike at the soccer field just moments before sunset followed earlier cross-border violence on Saturday, where Hezbollah said that three of its fighters were killed without specifying where. Israel's military said its air force targeted a Hezbollah arms depot in the border village of Kfar Kia, adding that militants were inside at the time. Hezbollah said its fighters carried out 10 different attacks using rockets and explosive drones against Israeli military posts, the last of which targeted the army command of the Haramon Brigade in the Mala Golani with Katusha rockets. In a separate statement, Hezbollah said it hit the same army post with a short-range Falak rocket. It said the attacks were in response to Israeli airstrikes on villages in southern Lebanon. The office of Netanyahu, who was on a visit to the United States, said he would cut short his trip by several hours without specifying when he would return. We know now that he has returned. It said he will convene the security cabinet after arriving. They are meeting as I speak. Far-right members of Netanyahu's government called for a harsh response against Hezbollah, but an all-out war with a militant group with far superior firepower to Hamas would be trying for Israel's military after nearly 10 months of fighting in Gaza. Footage aired on Israeli Channel 12 showed a large blast in one of the valleys in the Druze town of Majd al-Shams in the Golan Heights, which Israel captured from Syria in the 1967 Mideast War and annexed in 1981. Some Druze have Israeli citizenship, but many still have sympathies for Syria and rejected Israeli annexation, but their ties with Israeli society have grown over the years. Video showed paramedics rushing stretchers off the soccer field toward waiting ambulances. Okay, so I'm not going to read the entire article. You get the gist of what is going on here. This is rapidly unfolding. The information that I have is about 4 hours old, so I would say that was about 6 o'clock Eastern U.S. time when it was announced that the artillery strikes by Israel were beginning on southern Lebanon. So I'm not sure what is happening right now at the moment. We will stay up late tonight and follow the events as they probably will continue to unfold. And it is, again, my expectation that a much larger conflict, specifically directly with Iran, is going to unfold. If not Iran tomorrow, it will be in the early part of the week. But certainly the proxies, the Axis, as Iran is calling it, will be targeted by Israel as the hours unfold into Sunday tomorrow, about 2 hours from now as I'm reporting. Anyway, we'll do the best we can from a distance here to monitor this and report it to you and give you what we consider to be our assessment of the situation as well as our expectations of how it will unfold. God bless you all. Good night.